Today feels like the first day of school. Does that feel like that way to you?
Definitely. I'd echo that for sure. It's exciting to be back, and we know what this is. We know that this is the beginning of a long journey, but it's good to see everyone, and we know what time it is, so everybody's excited.
It's hard to see Tom knowing you only get him for these preseason weeks, and then you lose him for four?
It's obviously going to be an adjustment, and you know what? We're definitely thankful that he's around now. I think he brings so much to the table. There's so much that we can learn from having him around. And obviously, we all want to have a good training camp. It's the foundation upon which the season is built. So I think he's definitely would include himself in that group. So, needless to say, there will be an adjustment period for us in dealing with that. But we're just going to take it one day at a time and see how it goes.
Talk to him at all about his decision to drop it?
No, I haven't had a chance to speak with him yet.
Matthew, does it help the team at all? Bill talked about, you know, there's some definition with Tom's situation now. We can move forward from there. Does that benefit the team that you at least know where before there was always sort of this guessing game as to whether he'd be available or not?
Oh, I certainly think it... We understand what we have to prepare for now. We understand what everyone has to do moving forward. To have a little bit of clarity with that situation is obviously going to help, you know, our quarterback situation the first four games. And we know what it is. Now we can prepare for it. And I think Tom can help us prepare for it as well, as I'm sure he will, being the leader that he is for this team. So I think in that regard, certainly the clarity helps us as far as our preparation is concerned.
Anything you can tell the fans about how ready Jimmy you think is?
Well, you know, I can't speak for Jimmy, but I know that he's been working hard, just like the rest of us have. He's prepared himself for a moment to play since he got in this league. He's worked for it. We believe in his talent and his abilities, and we know that he's going to go out and give us everything he has. And again, I'll say that I know that Tom's going to do everything that he can do to make sure that not only Jimmy's prepared, but that this football team is prepared to do what it needs to do moving forward.
Matthew, you were here in the spring. You were asked about Nate and the prospect of him being on the Olympic rugby team. Now he is, of course. You're focused on what you have to do day in, day out in camp, but how will you keep track of how he's doing? And have you had contact with him since you made the team?
I've had several conversations with Nate and several phone calls. And, you know, as I said back then, I'm just so happy for him. And I know why rugby means so much to him. And many of us are familiar with the situation with his father. And his father obviously introduced him to the game of football. So that connection with father and son is bigger than sport itself, that connection with a father and his son. So I know this means a great deal to him, and we're all excited for him. I'm just trying to figure out where I can get my Ebner rugby jersey, and I'll be supporting him and watching him along the way.
What makes him such a good special teams player?
I think the mentality that Nate has, you got to be a little bit off. And I'd say come game day, Nate finds a way to get himself ready to go and compete. And he's not afraid to compete. It doesn't matter who it is. And Nate is a guy that's going to give you everything he has, whether it's Monday or game day. He's going to give you everything he's got every day of the week. And he's really bought into what his role is on this football team, what his role is in the kicking game. And I certainly appreciate him not only on the field, but I appreciate his friendship and appreciate what he stands for as a person.
A lot of young guys in camp vying for, you know, the special team spots and the backup spots. Do you find yourself being more of a mentor and a coach to a lot of those young guys during this time of the year?
Certainly. I guess at this point in time, I'm one of the old guys, and I've been very fortunate to be in this system for as long as I have, in a system that appreciates and values the kicking game. And certainly, if there's one thing you can learn from a guy like me, is that, hey, you don't necessarily have to be Randy Moss and you don't have to be Teddy Bruschi. You can be Larry Izzo if need be, and try to carve out your role in the third phase of the game. So I'll try to help those guys out any way I can. I feel like that's, you know, I'm obligated to do that as a leader on this team with some experience, and, you know, we're all in this together.
This is Bill's 42nd year in the NFL, Matthew. What have you noticed in your, you know, time with him since 08, 09, whatever, that makes him the coach he is?
I think the thing that's remarkable about Bill is his approach. He hasn't changed at all. And, you know, that consistency in his attitude, his preparation, the things that he values, the things that he tries to stress to his football team, it's really remarkable. I think it'd be easy for him to become complacent. It's human nature. Once you have success, you kind of exhale and, you know, hey, I've got this thing figured out. And if anyone has this thing figured out, it's Bill Belichick. But you wouldn't know it by the way he prepares, by the urgency with which he coaches us, the hours that he puts in. So that's really been impressive to me in my time here, to see that consistent approach, whether we go out and win a Super Bowl or whether we don't make the playoffs. He's always been consistent in that regard.
How good of a player do you think Brandon King could be on special teams?
I think he can be as good as he wants to be. I really do believe that. And I've been around the game for a long time now, and I can honestly say I haven't seen too many guys as talented as him from a physical standpoint. I think the good Lord has given him some excellent physical gifts. So, and I tell Brandon, you know, and when I was a rookie, I wasn't doing the things that you were doing. So I really think the sky is the limit for Brandon. I think, you know, he believes that, he knows that, he's been working with a purpose, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do and the type of career he's going to have.
Matt, a couple of weeks ago, Terrence Knightman was interviewed and asked about the difference with the Patriots as opposed to where you've been. And he talked about when you walk into the locker room, it's all business, it's all football. The coaching staff tries to create that culture, but how much of it is incumbent on the players themselves to make sure you sustain that in the locker room? And is it a case now where you guys in the locker room really instill that in the newcomers as opposed to Bill and the staff?
You know, I think there's only so much of an impact that a coach can have on a team if he doesn't have players that are on board with him. You know, I like to compare our situation to other sports teams. You look at San Antonio Spurs, and what the thing you always hear is how Coach Popovich coached Tim Duncan and how Tim Duncan always fell in line. And I compare that to Tom. You know, Coach coaches Tom hard, but Tom always does what he's asked to do. He's selfless. He puts the team first, and he works hard. And if your best player is doing that, then how are you going to, you know, as somebody just new here or a young guy coming in, how are you going to do anything other than that? So I think that it really helps to have players that buy into, you know, what Coach is preaching, that really understand what we're trying to accomplish, and that is what, you know, you talk about the Patriot way. It's really carried out and executed by players like Tom and Devin that have been here for a while.
Is it possible to use Tom's suspension as motivation, us against the world?
We always feel like we're in that boat, you know, and that's okay. We're gonna be plenty motivated, and if you're not motivated playing the National Football League, then you're probably in the wrong business. This is a tough business. The demands on you are great, and, you know, we know that every team we play, they want to beat us, we want to beat them. And whether Tom's out there or not, they still want to beat us, and we still want to beat them.
Final question?
All right, thanks, guys.